But overall, yeah, they just they lacked spark. They turned the ball over. Passes were going into empty spaces. They weren't finishing the chances that they did have to score. In fact, were it not for a goalpost, they would have staved off elimination, or they'd be eliminated right now. Portugal nearly scored early in the second half stoppage time, ricocheting right off the post.
Yeah, just so you know, in fact, you may not know, that in my previous life, I did a lot of play-by-play for the U.S. Women's National Team, did Gold Cups, did all kinds of competitions for the U.S. Women's World Cup. And this was in the Julie Foudy, Brandi Chastain era. And you know what I think? This team is guilty of not managing expectations. You get into these tournaments and anything can happen. Anything can and usually does happen. What am I saying? The fact is that this team is good. Is it great?
Not from what we've seen. And it only gets more difficult from here. The women's national team is likely on a path to face their old nemesis, Sweden, in the round of 16. By finishing second in Group E, the ladies are due for more middle-of-the-night games, too. The Netherlands ended up finishing first in Group E. So with the advancement to the knockout stage of the World Cup, that means they'll take the second seed out of Group E. So their next game, likely against Sweden, will kick off at 2 a.m. our time.
Whoa, Sunday. I'm just getting up.
Yeah, another middle of the night. Well, that'll be Sunday. So late Saturday, if you're still up from Saturday night.
There you go. Mark, thanks, man. I appreciate it. No, I really do. I think the expectations for this team is, you know, they just don't lose. Well, the fact is you get in these tournaments and you can lose. But they'll be playing, at least the latest we have, is 2 a.m. on Sunday. 2 a.m. on Sunday. Oof. That's tough. I want you to hear from Professor Jonathan Turley. This is cut one, by the way. He witnessed the Devin Archer testimony. And he says, again, this is a legal mind. He says it proves that the Biden crime family was selling influence. Here it is.
At first look here, it appears that all the stories Republicans have been talking about for some time now, if you're to believe Devin Archer, were true. With regard to Burisma in Ukraine, with regard to these Chinese energy companies, and perhaps is what Chad Pergram was referring to, maybe even a story that's yet to be uncovered in Kazakhstan or two.
Right. I mean, the thing is, look, we have to put aside the Democratic denials. We're not going to get people like Goldman or others to admit what is clear evidence now of influence peddling, false statements, special dealings. All of that is well established. And the American people aren't buying it, you know, for all these denials. The polls show that they see this for what it is. So we're back to the question of Speaker McCarthy, when he said a few days ago, what do you want me to do about this? I mean, do you want me just to walk away? We now have one of the closest friends of Hunter Biden saying, yeah, we sold access, essentially. This was our brand. The vice president, Joe Biden, was directly involved. Do we walk away from that, or do you get answers for that? Because nobody outside of Washington is going to view this as a family matter.
Professor Jonathan Turley on Fox yesterday after the Devin Archer testimony. I'm going to put that question to you. What is it Kevin McCarthy should do? What is it that Kevin McCarthy can do that makes any sense at all? And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to ask you the same question that Professor Jonathan Turley was asking Kevin McCarthy. And that is, simply put, what do you want Kevin McCarthy to do? Do you want to have him start an impeachment inquiry where you put people under oath and under pain of perjury and lying to Congress? Do you do that? Or do you just let it go and wait for bigger evidence, more powerful, more explosive evidence? I'll be honest with you. I think it's time to start reeling in the big fish. And I'm talking about subpoenas, to the current president of the United States. You probably won't be able to get him to do it, but at least issue the subpoena. And then you go after Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and all these people surrounding this influence peddling scheme. And let's find out what everybody knows. Let's find out and let's put them under oath. That's what we need to be doing. Again, our phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll go to your calls on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. And don't forget, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We've still got a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. This is great, great stuff. And Al Rojas won yesterday. He's going to love this. I mean, he really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45 and then Clay and Buck at 9:05 right here. As we continue, it is Tuesday, the very first day of August. The kids go back to school next week. Oh, my God. Summer was too short this year. It just was. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. With Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray still recovering from an injury, veteran Colt McCoy took the reins at practice Monday. Camp continues today. It'll be the team's first padded practice. The baseball trade deadline is tonight. The Diamondbacks made a couple of moves on Monday. They acquired Paul Sewald from the Mariners and Jace Peterson from Oakland. Sewald's a veteran closer with 21 saves and a 2.93 ERA this season. He's under contract through next season. Arizona sends Josh Rojas, Dominic Canzone, and Ryan Bliss to the Mariners. The versatile Peterson plays second and third base and can also play the outfield. In 11 innings Monday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 4-3. Ketel Marte with a tie-breaking double. Scott McGuff finished and earned his ninth save for the Diamondbacks, who had lost 3 of 4 and 8 of 10. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer Sale, July 28th through August 7th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-size personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $25 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $75 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/5. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet,
located on 215 and South Rainbow,
home of the...
settled into some pretty decent conditions to start this Tuesday morning commute. There are no accidents to report on or off the freeways at this time. Still making a decent time in and out of the Spaghetti Bowl there on I-15 and 95. Now, standard delays apply, of course, at the south end of town. Both directions of I-15 are approaching Tropicana because of all the ongoing construction there. Same goes with the drive in Henderson, at least coming and going from Henderson along 95 between Flamingo and Tropicana. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday, first day of August edition of Live and Local in our new time slot, which is really very cool. 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And simply put, we want to send you out into the world today and every day fully armed with the latest information on stuff that's going on in our world. That's going on in our state, that's going on in our community. For instance, Laura Ingraham, this is cut six, by the way. Laura Ingraham reflected on the Devin Archer testimony. I don't know how many of you have seen clips. There aren't any clips of Devin Archer because it was behind closed doors. Why they did behind closed doors, I don't understand. I really honestly don't understand. But this with Laura Ingraham reflecting on the Devin Archer testimony. This is from Fox News Channel last night.
I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid
and wouldn't investigate Burisma. Now, remember how Trump was impeached over a phone call? Trying to get to the bottom of that?
There's never been a time like this in our country. They go around indicting me for nothing. And this is a crime family. That was like mobsters, the way they spoke on the phone, the way he spoke on the phone about his father sitting there. And he was sitting there. Does anyone have a doubt about that?
Amongst the many shocking revelations from Archer was this, that Hunter Biden and top executives of Burisma called D.C. in 2015 to ask the Obama administration to help fire the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating the firm. That was today. Now, we asked from the beginning, I think the only question that really matters here, how did the Bidens get so rich and what services were paid to Hunter Biden under these circumstances? Now, at this point, just to save the U.S. government any more money on these investigations, we actually should consider getting Congress just to pass something called the Biden Family Support Act for 2023. Just appropriate, I don't know, $50 million to the family and be done with all of them for once and for all. Think about how much money we're spending here. I'm only half kidding. This has never really been a Hunter Biden scandal, as slimy as he obviously is. This has always been a Biden family scandal. And everyone knows it. Everyone in that hearing room today know it. Every lawyer worth his salt knows it, every lobbyist, every foreign official. So tonight I'm telling you this, that Democrats cannot keep spinning and lying to us. I mean, they can try and they can do it to themselves, but it's not going to change the following, that this saga has formed another political cloud over Joe Biden that will never depart. And if the Democrats continue to defend this by hanging it all on legal semantics, no one is going to take them seriously on any other ethical matter, not ever. Certainly not involving Trump. How silly and how hypocritical does Biden sound when lecturing other countries now about democracy or about the need to preserve norms? Joe, what norms are those exactly? Using your whacked out son to make money by, you know, his dropping your name? Putting you on the phone, bragging about how the Bidens always deliver, then leaving the customer with a, what, we're supposed to believe, a pretty box full of air, and yet they wrote these big checks? Is this what democracy looks like, Biden style? The best lawyer in America may never be able to prove that Joe Biden had the intent to solicit bribes, And the Senate probably wouldn't have the votes anyway to convict him if he was actually impeached. But that is beside the point. It's not about whether Joe himself committed a crime. It's about whether we really want to reward this family with four more years in office. The Democrats just want us all to move on. And yes, we intend to, from the Bidens.
Yeah. We hope so. At least we can hope so. And the new polling, we talked about this yesterday. The new polling that is out from Dick Morris and from others seems to indicate that the polling is turning in favor of former President Donald J. Trump and away from Joe Biden, believe it or not. And the big question, and one of the things we'll get into after the break, I don't have time to get into it right now, and that is the whole notion of Kevin McCarthy. And Jonathan Turley, I think, really said it well when he said, you know, we should ask Kevin McCarthy, you know, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now that you have all this information on the Biden crime family? Are you willing to go out on a limb and get an impeachment inquiry and put people under oath and subpoena people? Is that what you want to do? I contend it is exactly what he should be doing. Now, granted, we're not, we just aren't going to be able to convict the president. There aren't enough Democrats to come over and vote with Republicans to vote for a Senate trial. But what I will say is that this impeachment inquiry will allow them to subpoena, and that means, you know, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden. If you want to try for the president, try for the president. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, we've still got that gift card. Ooh, this is going to be exciting. There's some good eating ahead for somebody because I've got a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin, southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. And the Rodizio dinners, two of the Rodizio dinners are going to be on the line. We'll be doing that sometime before 9 o'clock this morning. So be listening. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing it awful.
Talking about my generation.
In our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m., good to have you with us. We want to make sure you have everything you need to get your day started. That's what we do right here on Live and Local. One of the things I want you to hear is Professor Jonathan Turley. He's only one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to the law. But he says, and he said on Fox yesterday, the new testimony proves that Biden lied to the American people. Listen to this.
You see a timeline, Professor, right? You see a timeline where Devin Archer, if true, as Chad's reporting there, the then vice president was put on the phone more than 20 times at various locations, perhaps throughout the entire world. Then you've got the Democratic Congressman Dan Goldman saying there were conversations. Then you go back about 10 days ago when Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House said they were never in business. The question went to Chad about whether or not this story is slipping. Do you see it that way, as a story that's slipping?
Well, it's breathtaking that Representative Goldman would come out of this meeting, from what we've learned from Chad, and say that it was just a dad being a dad. It's really unbelievable. You have now an account of these meetings talking about getting rid of Victor Shokin, the prosecutor, and calls being made to the vice president at that time, Joe Biden. You have an account of over 20 such calls. And you have someone who says, yes, the president was part of moving the brand. Well, what was the brand? I mean, this was an influence peddling brand. And the object of that influence peddling was Joe Biden. He was an essential part of that. And he played that role. So if this is true, and I have no doubt with the reporting of Chad, then the president has lied. He lied during the presidential debate. He's lied for years, and he's had staff at the White House lie. That's always a serious matter. And the next question is, why did he lie?
The White House, as you well know, Jonathan, because we've talked about it 10 times by now, has insisted all along that this is a personal matter, the Hunter Biden criminal prosecution and the ongoing investigation and the House's investigation. They have said this is a personal matter. It is a family matter. Does the fact that we now have a business partner of Hunter Biden saying on the record, not under oath, but on the record, that his father spoke directly to his business associates, undercut that sort of once and for all? Can they make that case later today or tomorrow?
No, this was a family business, not a family matter. The Bidens have always been in the business of influence peddling. They have for years. And even some of the media that protects him has admitted that Joe Biden's brother and Hunter actively sought to engage in influence peddling, in the view of most of us. I mean, this was a classic operation. But what's different is the level of involvement of then Vice President Joe Biden, direct involvement. And it's insulting to tell the American people that this is just a private family matter. What do you think influence peddling is? I mean, this is not, you know, can we get an invitation to the Biden Delaware beach house?
No, not exactly. Not exactly the same. You know what it's time for? It is time to give away a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse. Mark Thomas, you've been there a number of times. Sure. We had the Christmas party there last year. Explain what they do there and what is so unique about this restaurant.
Yeah, I did learn about it at our holiday party, what a Rodizio-style service is. And that's where they basically walk up to you with a skewer of high-quality meats. And when they walked up the first time, and I've been there three times now, this is Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. Would you like bacon-wrapped filet? I thought it was a trick question. Yes. Yes, I would.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Like, will they come around with this again? Oh, yeah. Just leave this card, this little green card, up face up that says, meat, please, or something like that. And then when you've had enough or you just want to take a breather, flip it over, and it's red. And they walk around. You'll see four or five people walking around with different cuts of high-quality meat. It's heaven for the meat lover.
I think that's right. Well, tell you what, let's do. Let's get caller number five on the line. Caller number five at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 5 will be our winner. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees with